I think most men are somewhat like me, at least, in the case that they do not like to get their clothing fitted. They do not like to shop for clothing, period. I've got another person in studio here who's going to try to help solve this problem for me. Liz Talati, the founder of ZipFit Denim. Welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So I had Brian Spaley from Trunk Club on last week, and I griped to him about the same thing I'm about to gripe to you about. I recognize I look a lot better in fitted clothing. And in fact, like, I pretty much exclusively can't buy clothing off the rack. My shoulders are bigger. My thighs are bigger. Like, it just doesn't fit right.
You're not the only one.
I know I'm not. And so, like, I want to look better, but at the same time, there's like a cost, like, sort of adjustment on this. Like, how much am I willing to pay for what, you know, maybe slightly better looking or slightly more organized looking or whatever. And in my position has always been like, I'm not going to pay a whole bunch of money extra unless I've got a ton of loot. I'm not going to do it. So I'm kind of hoping that you can come in and fix this problem for us a little bit.
Absolutely, we can.
What
we do is we help you find your best fitting designer clothing. We provide free tailoring, free shipping on everything. We have an e-commerce site, so you can check out online if you already know your measurements, or we'll fit you in person for free. And it's the same price and the same brands that you'd find at a Nordstrom or Bloomingdale's, but it's tailored for free to fit you, and you get a one-year warranty in case they tear out.
That's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So how does a person, so let me give me the straight stuff. I know like what brands I like, and I went through your website and you've got some pretty sweet brands. A handful of them are in my closet. So I like that. I find you, I go in and say, I have no idea what my measurements are. And in fact, I think they change every day. I swear they're not like, and every brand is different. Like every branded dress shirt I wear has a different neck size for me. And some neck sizes, I get them and it's like they're baggy down here. Other ones, almost every shirt I buy that fits like is a proper neck size for me cuts off right about here on my arm.
Yep.
So I've like thrown in the towel on it. I feel like I have to go get bespoke clothing. Otherwise, it's just not, there's no point.
You don't necessarily need to get bespoke. You just have to find the brands that fit you well.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. So we do have a few fit finders on our website to help you pick out a good fit. Because if you're looking at, let's say, Fidelity jeans, there are 5 different fits, and they're not all going to fit you.
Yeah.
What we do is we help narrow down to the ones that will work for you, and then once you're in that one, you can choose your color, sort of like it's bespoke, and then we'll do the tailoring. If you don't know your measurements, though, we will come to you and get those measurements.
Are you guys just in Chicago with us right now? Or?
We travel, too. So our team has been to L.A., San Fran, New York, Dallas, Houston, you name it.
You fit them up, and then they come in and say, okay, I want whatever clothing. Is your wheelhouse still jeans, or is it jeans and shirts and suits? And like, how crazy can I get?
We do jeans for men, jeans, pants, shorts. We have some T-shirts and shirts that are more of an add-on. We don't have the fitting algorithm down yet, but you can still get them, and we'll save your measurements. And for women, we do denim and shorts.
One of the questions that I had for Brian, I'm going to ask you on this one, was the female market for this versus the male market. I don't want to be generalizing and say that women maybe enjoy the process more than men, because a lot of, especially working women, they don't have any time for this as much as we do. So, but it does seem like they can make it more enjoyable. They don't completely lose their stuff. Like, I go bananas. Like, I go in a store and if I pull three shirts off the rack or 3 pairs of pants off the rack, and they're all the same size on the tag with the big quotation marks. I get these things and I put them on and I go in the dressing room. Like, literally, you can hear the laughter from the people in the dressing room because I'm cursing up a storm as this stuff doesn't fit. It's a complete waste of time. And then I don't buy anything at that point. Like, if it happens once, I leave.
Yep.
So do you think women are looking at your services the same way and it serves the same problem? Or is it just like a niche of the women, those who are working and really don't like this, the process? Where do you see the female side of this coming in?
Our female customers are very similar to our male customers. Yep. I hate going to the mall. I hate shopping.
Played a role in starting ZipFit.
It did. I'm very hard to fit. I have a big ass, small waist, not so easy. So I've struggled with it my whole life, but I also don't want to spend hours in a mall.
Yeah.
So instead, you know, I buy everything online. I bought my shoes online, I bought my shirt online, crossing my fingers that it would actually fit. So I think for us, our vision is to be able to outfit you from head to toe, where everything you order from us will fit. So we're a smart Nordstrom or smart Zappos, and you've got confidence buying it.
That's a huge time saver, life saver for me. For example, I'm about to spend Maybe I'll have to switch and spend it with you.
Absolutely.
I'm about to spend, I don't know, like $2,500, $3,000 at Nordstrom's just ordering all the stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably order three different things in each SKU that I want.
Yep.
And then I'll be sending it all back because I know mm-hmm. from experience that this is a waste of time. But I actually have to set aside a day. I place all the orders and then I wait for it to come in.
Yeah.
And it's just a day that I'm going to wake up and be like, ugh, yep. Today is clothing day.
So here's a little stat from us. Our return rate is in items purchased that yep. are returned is 5%. Our exchange rate is 5%.
That's
if
crazy.
You buy from any other online retailer, some are as high as 80%. Typically, you'll see about 40% for denim. So yes, you can have confidence shopping with us online.
I will have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, you'll have to shop with us.
So now we have a little bit more kind of a fun side of this conversation, more of the businessy side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you don't have to go into like what the actual profit model for you guys is, but I feel like you're sort of selling, like ZipFit itself is selling an enhanced experience on a product that, you know, somebody else is worried about making the product. It's their
Correct.
Worry about the SKUs that they make and about the manufacturing of the products and so on. But you take this product and then say, listen, we can get this out to more people
mm-hmm.
because we created a much better experience in how you acquire this clothing or however you style yourself. What was the, I mean, obviously I understand your pain point, but what was the sort of thought process when you started a company saying, we're not going to make anything per se, we're just going to enhance how you use what other people make?
Sure. My first job when I was 16 years old was working at the Gap selling jeans. So if you go back many, many years ago, I loved it and I was very good at it because I could match people based on their body type.
Yep.
What we're trying to do is say there are great products in the marketplace. We don't need to reinvent the wheel here. We just have to make finding it better. The other piece of that puzzle is when I first came out of my undergrad, I was a math major. I'm a yep. super nerd. I will always admit that. I worked in consulting and I built a database very similar to what we have built at ZipFit, but for market price jobs.
Sure.
So that was my way of saying, you know, there are thousands of jeans out there. Let's figure out what will work for different shapes and sizes, what will work for different preferences, higher rise, lower rise. So those things can all be put together, but you have to use data to get there. And so for us, we're very data driven.
I think it's interesting that the world is coming to a place where even shopping and everything now has to be, I mean, if you're not delivering something that the customer expects before they actually experience it, I mean, it used yeah. to be like, you'd get the thing and like, hey, how was dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Now it's like they expect it before you even, the dinner is great. Everything is catered to me. Everything's tailored to me.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
It's very personalized now. I feel like the whole marketplace is turning personalized, customized.
And they don't go into a store. You don't have like a Mm-mm. store that people are walking into. So it's like, it just blows my mind that you are creating a customized experience for a person you'll never meet.
Yep.
Essentially.
But half of our customers we've never met. They just bought online. The other half we have met in person. Or we'll use our space for, we've done a singles party, yeah. we've done, you know, hosting different alumni groups. I think in general, the market is changing though in terms of actual retail stores.
Oh, well, yeah, that's many, many retail stores could tell you a horror story about why that changed.
Yeah.
So why don't you talk, like how long has ZipFit been running and what's kind of the growth pattern? Where are you guys going to be next? What's the big picture plan for ZipFit?
Sure. The big picture, I want to build the next Nordstrom. We've been around about 5 years now. We started with a few different business models. We tried selling software to retailers, but realized their systems were pretty far behind.
Yep.
We did a few pop-up stores. One was actually just up the street on Michigan Ave.
Nice.
But we noticed our traffic was dropping 40% year over year. Then we moved into e-commerce with these in-person fittings. That's been growing 3x year over year. We've had some pretty strong growth and we've been pretty lean the entire time as well. But again, our vision is head to toe. So anything you order from us, if it's for a woman, if it's a DVF dress, it's tailored and it fits her. If it's a shirt, if it's shorts, if it's jeans, you get it out of the box and you can wear it. I do see us having more of a presence in other locations, but we still have some time before we get there.
So on to the final kind of the final round here. As a person who does, we have, a live event called Technori that we host and it's mm-hmm. a monthly and we have lots and lots of startup companies. And I was mentioning this to the last guest, while we were waiting to have you come on, that I deal with tons and tons of people who are asking for money and they're trying to present themselves in a certain way. And I don't know what the deal is. I mean, I know why I don't have bespoke clothing because I just can't afford to spend the money on all of this stuff. But I've noticed a huge trend of just sort of sloppiness. You know what I mean? It's like what's on sale doesn't fit right. They don't get it tailored. If the tailoring is going to be any more than like while I'm here in the store, forget mm-hmm. about it. And I don't think people really know their measurements. So what do you think is, I mean, what would you say is the main say or solution you think for, obviously ZipFit is a solution. Mm-hmm. But what would you say to some of the younger millennial people who just feel like, you know, it is what it is. And I just wear what I wear. Like I personally try to tell them that there's a legitimate loss that you could have with your business because you don't look fit. You don't look right. You don't look organized. What do you say to people who come in and it's like, well, I don't care.
You do need to look put together when you walk into any business meeting, any investor meeting, absolutely. But I would say to that person, they're probably not our target customer.
Yeah.
Most millennials aren't. We have some awesome millennials who are customers, but our customers are generally a little older.
Yeah. They're your future customer.
Future customer, yep.
So how do you think we're going to get them to, I'm asking you because I want to be able to tell them this. How can I get these people to dress right? They come on stage and their shirt's untucked and I'm untucked now, but they come on stage looking like me, and I don't want them to look like me.
Just politely hand them a ZipFit card and say, check them out.
Done. Where do people go find ZipFit and get on the ZipFit train?
It's ZipFitDenim.com.
ZipFitDenim.com. Can they follow you on social media, and do you guys share some tips and trades and things?
Absolutely. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all those channels.
Yep.
We fit a few athletes, too, so you can see some of the athletes who have been in our showroom
Sweet.
As well.
That's awesome. Very cool. Well, thank you so much, Liz, for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Awesome. You can stream this episode and more on the WGN Plus app or download each episode on iTunes. And you can catch us on the Advisor TV Apple TV channel. Please stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or you can follow me at Kitun, KITUN. Boom, that's a wrap.